Congratulations. You should feel like a real hypnotist now, and that's because you are. You've put people in trances in just a few moments of your time. Now, relaxation and comfort and inducing those things are one thing. How do you start doing this? How do you begin to alter people's realities in the context of a normal, everyday conversation? You're in a normal conversation. You're talking to someone and you decide, this would be a great time to begin to use some of my conversation hypnosis patterns to achieve whatever outcome is in your mind at the time. So what do you actually do? The first thing we're going to practice is something called the hypnotic gaze induction. This induction is something that I would call semi-overt. In other words, it can be kind of overt and very obvious, and it can also be made kind of covert and less obvious. So this becomes an ideal next step from the 60-second hypnotist, which is very overt, it's very direct. The beauty about the hypnotic gaze induction is when you begin, you can begin with it as a very overt sort of thing, and as you become more experienced, you can become more and more covert, more and more indirect in the way that you use it, and therefore become much more conversational in the way that you apply the hypnotic gaze induction. As the name implies, one of the key things you will do in the hypnotic gaze induction is you'll focus on someone locking eye contact, and that eye contact will do many different things at the same time. Now, before we go into the actual technique and the technical details of how to do the hypnotic gaze induction, a couple of words about the history of hypnosis. There is a great myth around hypnosis, and particularly about inducing an altered state of consciousness in someone else by almost willpower alone. If you look at some of the old school hypnotic manuals, particularly those from the classical hypnotists, the stage hypnotists, a lot of them will emphasize this idea of personal power, this idea of overpowering someone else's will. Now clearly that is no longer the case. We no longer believe that to be true because there's a lot more science behind the actual application of hypnosis. But there are certain things, part of those myths, which are actually very important because inside them are the seeds of a genuinely powerful hypnotic induction. Hypnotic gaze has existed throughout the centuries. Some people will call it the evil eye, el ojo malo. Others have called it charismatic. Others have called it a steely gaze. It doesn't matter what you call it. The fact is, there's something about eye contact that human beings respond to very, very powerfully. Now, the thing about eye contact is, it can be done aggressively, and it can be done as an invitation, as a kind of more relaxed thing. And it's very important that whatever eye contact you make actually sends the signals that you want to be sending to people. So as I start to break down the technical details of the hypnotic gaze induction, I want you to be very clear inside your mind. You're not creating some kind of occult condition. You're not overpowering someone's will with your own mental willpower. And you're not going to be transferring some kind of strange magnetic influence that will somehow overpower the other person. These are all things which, if you want to believe them, by all means go ahead and do that. It won't do any harm. But if all you do is believe that and do none of the physical mechanisms that are actually needed inside of the hypnotic gaze induction, then you won't necessarily be very successful. The hypnotic gaze induction rests on the way that people respond to eye contact from other human beings. So the first thing that happens when you make eye contact with someone else is it actually grabs your attention. It's actually a very powerful way to get other people's attention. And remember, the very first thing that you need to do in any hypnotic induction from the four-stage protocol all the way back from CD1 is to fixate someone's attention. To absorb their attention. Eye contact is a wonderful thing because it has that ability to absorb someone's attention locked into it. There are so many times that people are told, you know, keep eye contact. You have to maintain eye contact. It's polite. It's all these other different things. But you know for a fact that when you make eye contact with someone else and you maintain it, somehow they feel obliged to respond. And it's that obligation to respond that actually begins the trance process, that actually allows you to turn this into hypnotic induction. So already you've demanded someone's attention just by locking eye contact. The second thing I've already intimated is it begins to raise tension levels in someone else. It's almost like something is expected of them. They need to respond in some way. And that kind of internal tension, that internal desire to respond in some way, is something you're going to use, you're going to channel to respond to you by hypnotically interacting with you. So you're beginning to build a response potential. Now, the wonderful thing about that tension that's being raised inside someone, or should I say rather, that response potential that is beginning to build inside of someone else as you lock eye contact, is that it's such a primitive response that it evokes in someone else. It has the effect of completely bypassing the normal conscious critical thinking. At first, sure, people will still have that critical thinking there, but the greater that tension builds up, the more their thinking reverts to a much more primitive way of thinking. That primitive way of thinking is an equivalent to saying they're thinking on a more unconscious level. It's a more direct, unbiased way of thinking. That already allows you to go straight through to stage 3 of the hypnotic protocol, which makes your life much, much easier. Now, a very important thing about the hypnotic gaze induction is that you subtly subcommunicate the hypnotic trance. You subtly add suggestions to someone else to go into a trance themselves. How do you do that? Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to go first. Remember that if you want someone to experience a particular state or altered state of consciousness, you need to access it yourself first, because it gives a very powerful non-verbal sub-communication that this is something that they should follow and do themselves. The next thing you want to do is you want to look through them. You know, look through their eyes, or maybe even the root of their nose, and we'll look at more subtle distinctions of that in a moment. You look right through the other person, which gives them a sense that they're not being looked at, but someone's looking right inside of themselves. You want to project goodwill at the other person. This is so important. If you project hostility, if you yourself are insecure and project insecurity, the only thing that'll happen is you'll begin to augment whatever it is that you project. So if you project hostility, chances are the other person will respond to you by being more and more hostile, or with the opposite, which is to become more and more vulnerable and feel more and more afraid of you. These are both bad things. Do not do that. The best thing to do to get someone into hypnotic trance is to make them feel safe, make them feel comfortable, and make them want to do this experience over and over again. So project goodwill. How do you do that? Well, go back to the instant rapport technique that you experienced on CD2 and have that sense of goodwill building up inside of you, that sense of good rapport that you have with other people, and project that. The way you project it is by just feeling it and almost kind of willing the other person to have it. Now, this is not that you'll be kind of transmitting your thoughts to the other person by some psychic thing. What is happening there is that your physiology, your body language is changing in accordance to your own mood, in accordance to your own thoughts. And that gives some very subtle suggestions to the person of how to interact with you. So this subcommunication cannot be emphasized enough. The final thing to remember about the hypnotic gaze induction is you must expect the other person to go into a trance. You must be sure of yourself. Because if you're not sure of yourself, if you project insecurity, all that you're subcommunicating at that point is that whatever interaction you're having will somehow fail. If you project failure, the other person will not surprise you. They'll do exactly what it is you want them to do, or at least exactly what you're projecting them to do, which is they'll not go into a trance. Now, in order to expect it to happen, there are certain things you want to avoid doing yourself. You want to avoid basically subcommunicating any kind of expectation of failure by avoiding the normal automatic defense mechanisms that people fall into when they feel unsure of themselves. What are these automatic defense mechanisms? Well, it's too much blinking. There's tears inside your eyes. There's yawning, or the quick kind of furtive glances away. There's shifting your look or your gaze from eye to eye, shifting your own physiology, your own body language, moving your weight from one foot to the other too much. There's nervous tension, fidgeting, even the way you talk, the speed and rhythm at which you talk. All these things will subcommunicate to the other person whether or not you're feeling confident. You want to project confidence, which is a clear, steady gaze, locked onto one position and unmoving. You want to have a soft features. You want to be in peripheral vision yourself, which softens your own physical features and projects relaxation rather than tension. You want to breathe comfortably, preferably breathe deeply, which projects a sense of comfort and a sense that you are trust that things will go out in the right way. Now, these are the things that you want to be doing. Having said that, if your client, the person that you're working with, is someone that is actually activating all these defense mechanisms, they blink more often, they yawn, they keep looking away, they fidget. These are all good signs because it shows you that they are building that internal pressure we talked about and actually beginning to respond to you in the way that you want them to. So if you see your client responding to you in that way, that is an excellent sign that they're actually going into a trance, or at least they're building the response potential to do that. Once that tension has built up enough, once that internal response potential has built up enough, they will lose any excuse to escape that potential and move in a particular direction. At that point, a very simple, clear induction or instruction, like close your eyes and go into a trance, will have a very powerful effect. Of course, in the meantime, you'll be demonstrating to them in which direction their minds will go by having a very clear, very focused, unwavering gaze, which at the same time is very friendly and very soft, so that it projects both a complete fixation of focus and comfort and relaxation at the same time. Now, this has been a lot of information for you to take in, so feel free to go back and re-listen to this track several times to pick up on all the nuances before you move on to the next track. On the next track, I'll actually take you step by step through the actual procedure for using the hypnotic gaze induction. And on the track after that, we'll actually do one for you to experience yourself.